Everyone needs a pastor. A visit to the Pastor's Study brings biblically faithful pastoral ministry to you and pastoral ministry from those with proven experience in Christian service. Our time together will be lively, sometimes controversial, always useful, and never dull. Welcome to the study of Pastor Bill Shishko.
Pastor Bill Shishko. At this time of the year, even if we don't attend or watch a performance of George Friedrich Handel's oratorio Messiah, we hear its most famous portions on the radio and stores and wherever else Christmas music makes its way to our ears. Over the next 90 minutes, you'll not only hear selections from the 250th anniversary performance of Messiah as performed by the Academy and Chorus of St. Martin in the Fields under the direction of the late Sir Neville Mariner, but you'll hear more about the oratorio itself and the way it so powerfully presents the person and work of Jesus Christ by the words of Holy Scripture. George Friedrich Handel was born in Germany in 1685, within a month of the birth of the famous composer Johann Sebastian Bach. Handel is best known for his operas, instrumental suites, concertos, and his oratorios, but he developed various biblical themes in other oratorios, including Israel and Egypt, and Saul, Samson, and Esther. But Messiah, which was originally composed for use as a Good Friday or Easter performance, remains his best-known work. Handel composed Messiah in a little over 3 weeks between August and September 1741, cloistered in his study during the entire time. Handel used 265 pages of manuscripts for the original of what's been called the greatest feat in the whole history of musical composition. The stories surrounding that remarkable three-week period are legendary. His servant brought food to Handel, only to return finding it entirely untouched. While Handel worked on the Hallelujah Chorus, he exclaimed to his servant with tear-filled eyes, "I did think that I did see all heaven before me and the great God himself." And the same servant, while bringing the composer chocolates, found his master weeping over a page of the score bearing the words, "He was despised and rejected of men." Messiah was first performed in Dublin, Ireland on April 13, 1742, and immediately won huge popular success when a nobleman complimented Handel on the great entertainment of Messiah. Handel replied, "My lord, I should be sorry if I only entertained them. I wish to make them better." And it's our prayer on today's special edition of A Visit to the Pastor's Study and Healthwise that as you now hear the drama of these biblical themes developed by Handel's music, you too will be made better by the transforming power of Jesus Christ himself. And without controversy, great is the mystery of godliness. God was manifested in the flesh, justified in the spirit, seen by angels, preached among the Gentiles, believed on in the world, received up into glory. This basic confession of the Christian faith, found in the Apostle Paul's first letter to Minister Timothy, is the theme of George Friedrich Handel's famous oratorio, Messiah. The Lord God himself, creator of heaven and earth and all of his eternal glory as the second person of the Godhead, shall be revealed to mankind in the person of Jesus Christ. His way would be prepared by John the Baptizer. The Lord's words are words of comfort, because Jesus Christ will get to the root of humankind's deepest need. His purpose is to conquer the rebellion of sinful humanity against its Creator and to provide a perfect pardon for sins. And the promise is sure, because the mouth of the Lord himself has spoken it.
Comfort ye. desert, a highway for our God.
By what divine miracle would God reveal himself to humankind in all the matchless glory of his divine attributes? The prophet Isaiah foretold over 7 centuries before the event itself that a miraculous conception would occur. Mary, a virgin woman of the Hebrews, would conceive a child by a sovereign work of the Holy Spirit. His official name would be Emmanuel, the Hebrew title meaning God with us. Now here is the very substance of the gospel, born of a handmaiden of the Lord. Here is the Messiah, the Savior of the world. The maker of man is made man. God, the eternal Son, becomes God the child. The light of the world comes to the darkness that envelops the world. Go up to the highest mountain. Lift up your voice with strength. Don't be afraid. Tell Judah, the people of God's choice, behold your God.
Behold, a virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and shall call his name Emmanuel.
Behold your God, the unto the cities of Judah.
of the most glorious aspects of the Christian faith, of history itself, is that God comes and enters into each stage of our humanity, tempted in every point just as we are, yet without sin. The biblical writer Isaiah summarizes the prophecy of the coming of Messiah by announcing that Emmanuel, God with us, will come as a child. The Son of God is given to humankind as a human son. He is the promised King of all the earth, who shall have the government of the nations upon his shoulders. All authority in heaven and on earth shall be his, and he is given to us, he's given to you, in all of his wonderfulness, as the perfect counselor who helps all who come to him in faith, as the Almighty God who preserves, protects, and defends his people, as the everlasting Father who provides for and graciously disciplines his children, as the Holy Monarch who brings peace between an offended God and offending men and women, boys and girls. Here is the Messiah promised in the prophets and fulfilled in the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ.
And then Handel brings us to the first Christmas,
Over a period of more than 1,400 years, from the time God began to speak through the authors of the Old Testament, God had promised a deliverer, a seed of a woman who would crush the head of the devil, a child from the family of Abraham who would bring blessing to all the nations of the earth, a prophet greater than Moses who would lead his people through the Red Sea of death and into the promised land of glory, a king who would sit on the throne of David as David's son, yet David's Lord, and the true king of his people. After over 1,400 years of waiting, watching, hoping, and praying, the day would finally come when Messiah would be born. How fitting that the birth of the shepherd of Israel would be announced to shepherds watching their flocks by night. Join them on the chilly fields outside the tiny village called Bethlehem. Hope you're enjoying today's special Christmas edition of A Visit to the Pastor's Study. The musical selections are from the 250th anniversary performance of Messiah, as performed by the Academy and Chorus of St. Martin in the Fields, under the direction of the late Sir Neville Mariner. You'll hear more after a few words from those who bring you the program this Saturday and every Saturday at 12 noon here on WLIE. A Visit to the Pastor's Study is a ministry of the Presbytery of Connecticut and Southern New York of the Orthodox Presbyterian Church. We have churches in Hamden, Connecticut, Mount Vernon, New York, Fresh Meadows, Queens, and here on Long Island, Franklin Square, Syosset, and Bohemia all have Orthodox Presbyterian churches. And you can find more information about these congregations and all the congregations of the Orthodox Presbyterian Church and the Orthodox Presbyterian Church as a whole by going to our website, www.opc.org. That's www.opc.org, the official website of the Orthodox Presbyterian Church. And if you're interested in Reformation Metro New York, that is the umbrella agency for this program, you can write us at Reformation Metro New York, Incorporated, P.O. Box 234, Franklin Square, New York, 11010. Reformation Metro New York, Incorporated, P.O. Box 234, Franklin Square, New York, 11010. I'm Pastor Bill Shishko, host of A Visit to the Pastor's Study. If you'd like to contact me personally, it's as easy as an email or a phone call. You can email me. It's real easy. Visit Pastor Bill. Visit Pastor Bill, all one word, at gmail.com. Or you can call my study, 516-593-1507. That's 516-593-1507. I'd love to hear from you. Now, back to our special Christmas program. As Handel's Messiah progresses, the focus changes from the many prophecies of the advent of the Messiah, Jesus Christ, to the prophecies of his sufferings and death in the place of sinners. The soul that sins must die. In the Old Testament, God had provided an entire system of sacrifices for the atonement of sins, an atonement by which the shedding of the blood of a substitute victim might appease the wrath of God against sin and in that way bring cleansing to guilty offenders. But the blood of bulls and goats cannot take away sin, and the lifeblood of animals cannot cleanse the consciences of guilty men and women and boys and girls. A human being must be the sacrifice for sinful human beings. And only a human being of infinite worth can be an acceptable sacrifice for guilt that deserves nothing less than infinite punishment. See, our sins, never forget this, our sins are against an infinite God. Our sins are that serious. The glory of the gospel is that Jesus Christ, the Messiah, is both true man and true God. He is the only acceptable mediator, a true middleman, between you and the one true and living God. Once again, the composer Handel focuses our thoughts on the prophecies of Isaiah. We're drawn to the dark and at the same time the glorious 53rd chapter from this prophet of God. The Son given to humankind was born to die, yet his death was not for his sin, because he was holy, harmless, and undefiled. The good news, the gospel, is that Messiah bore the griefs and sorrows of his people, enduring them right through the cursed death of the cross. He was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement that brings us peace fell upon him, and with the stripes flayed into his back, his people are healed. The tragedy of fallen humankind is that, like foolish sheep, we go astray. Handel beautifully captures the frolicking friskiness of wandering sheep, but in our turn, in each of us, to his or her own way, we wander from the ways of God, the shepherd of his sheep, and we literally threaten our eternal welfare. But the Lord has laid on the great shepherd the iniquity of all of his sheep. Handel continues his oratorio by depicting the passion and the cruel death of Messiah. He's scorned. He's mocked. He suffers at the hands of sinners. Behold, and see if there's any sorrow like his sorrow. By crucifixion, the cursed death of a condemned criminal, Christ is cut off out of the land of the living, stricken for the transgressions of his people.
Thank you.
But the gospel, the good news, is that the Messiah brings the death of death by his own death on the cross. According to his promise, God would not leave the soul of his Son in the grave, nor allow his Holy One to see corruption. The King of glory, the Lord, strong and mighty in battle, vanquishes death, the great enemy of all humankind. On the third day after his death and burial, on what would become the first Easter Sunday, the beginning of the Lord's days of the Gospel Age, Jesus Christ is gloriously raised from the dead. Let all the angels of God worship him, because unto which of the angels did God ever say, "You are my Son, this day have I begotten you"? 40 days later, Jesus Christ, the Messiah, having conquered sin, death, and the devil, would ascend into heaven with all creation in his victor's train. He gives gifts to his people, especially the gift of proclamation, preaching, by which the good news of reconciliation and peace with God, the very essence of the kingdom of God, would be spread to all the world.
Yeah.
parts 1 and 2 of this special Christmas program featuring musical selections from the 250th anniversary performance of Messiah as performed by the Academy and Chorus of St. Martin in the Fields under the direction of the late Sir Neville Mariner. And these segments have been brought to you by Reformation Metro New York Incorporated, which usually brings you a visit to the Pastor's Study. A visit to the Pastor's Study is a ministry of the Presbytery of Connecticut and Southern New York of the Orthodox Presbyterian Church. We have churches throughout our area in Hamden, Connecticut, in Mount Vernon, New York, in Fresh Meadows, Queens, and right here on Long Island in Franklin Square, in Syosset, and in Bohemia. And you can get more information on these congregations from our presbytery website. That's www.opcpresctsnnewyork.org, which is fancy for www.opcpresbyteryofconnecticutandsouthernnewyork.org. That's www.opcpresctsny.org. And for more information on the Orthodox Presbyterian Church as a whole, check out its website. That's www.opc.org, the official website of the Orthodox Presbyterian Church. It is loaded with materials to help you in your personal life as you wrestle with doctrinal issues. It's a website that is recognized literally around the world for its faithfulness to the Word of God. That's www.opc.org. Now, for more information about Reformation Metro New York Incorporated, well, you've got the name. It's Reformation Metro New York Incorporated, and that is P.O. Box 234, an easy one to remember, 234 Franklin Square, New York, 11010. We'd love to hear from you. Reformation Metro New York Incorporated, P.O. Box 234, Franklin Square, New York, 11010. And I'd love to hear from you personally. The show is called A Visit to the Pastor's Study. It's a way of taking my 37 and a half years of pastoral ministry and bringing them to you via the medium of radio. If you'd like to contact me, it's as easy as an email or a phone call. You can email me at visitpastorbill@gmail.com. That's all one word, visitpastorbill@gmail.com. Or you can call me at my study if that's easier, 516-593-1507. That's 516-593-1507. And I would love to hear from you. But we'll be back with the final segment of A Visit to the Pastor's Study, special Christmas edition, right after this station break. Hi, I'm Pastor Bill Shishko, inviting you to tune in to A Visit to the Pastor's Study every Saturday from 12 noon to 1 p.m. here on WLIE Radio. We bring biblically faithful pastoral ministry to you, and we invite you to visit the Pastor's Study by calling in with your questions. Our time will be lively, useful, sometimes controversial, but never dull. Join us this Saturday at 12 noon for A Visit to the Pastor's Study, because everyone needs a pastor.